I feel uncharacteristically optimistic about it. I've been, you know, desperately furious about the concept of a digital ID card for a long time, and I've been anxious about the possibility of somebody actually daring to bring one forward. But here it is, and I genuinely think that there's enough awareness, more than enough awareness out there in the general population. I sense that there's going to be mass refusal, mass non-compliance. I think this government has rolled the dice, you know, with instructions from on high. I believe the likes of Keir Starmer and his ilk are just factotums. They've had to roll the dice on this, and it's going to be a disaster for them, and will probably, conceivably, be what brings them down.
Just explain to the absolute layman, because these conversations are going to have to take place now, why this is problematic.
It's the way in which it brings everything together. Everything together, all of the information about us, everything from health, everything about your finances, everything, anything that you can think of that's out there in the digital sphere is brought together by this kind of platform. And everything can be used in real time to make judgments about you, about what you propose to do. It can reference things that you've said in the past, done in the past. It can use anything at all that's on your record. It can relate to protests, maybe, that you've attended, to things that you've said, to posts that you've made on social media, to your financial status. And in real time, decisions can be made about whether or not you get permission to do whatever it is that you want to do next. Put fuel in your car, buy a plane ticket, buy a steak in a supermarket, buy a bottle of wine, whatever it is that you want to do, a decision can be made in advance. If you imagine one of those little pieces that you move about on a Monopoly board that sort of represents you on the board, well, they have you in that digital ID, and they can decide whether or not you get to move on the board. And your hands are effectively tied behind your back. Anybody that submits to this, anybody that accepts a digital ID, is slapping handcuffs around their own wrists. It's the end of freedom. It's the end of choice. It's the worst possible decision that any free-living, freedom-loving person could possibly make. But as I say, I was pessimistic about it for a while. I'm not anymore. We've got them on this. We have them surrounded. Their arguments don't stack up. None of the reasons that they've put forward for doing this make any kind of sense. The very idea that this is going to tackle the people arriving by boats on the shores of the British Isles is absolute nonsense. It was never supposed to do that. The appetite, the desire to bring forward the digital ID was there years ago. And it was understood by the people that wanted to bring it forward that the British people would not accept it. So problems had to be fomented to make people desperate to accept this as a solution. Hence the opening up of the borders and the mass immigration onto these shores that has stoked division, has stoked fear, and the hope has been that people would accept the digital ID as this solution to the problem. But it's entirely bogus. Yeah. All people have to do is not comply, and this thing falls flat on its face. And I am convinced that that is what's going to happen.